Burns the Artside is Sunday. I'm actually not going to be here, I'll be in America speaking. It's a better one, a little bit. So I wanted to share something that Sichai gave on Parshas Tazria. It's a Sichai that's based on a Medrash, and very often quote Midrashim to us. And the Medrash notes the sequence between Shemini and Tazria. That in Shemini, the laws of Tumah V'Tahara of animals are listed. And then in Tazria, the laws of Tumah V'Tahara of human beings are listed. Isha ki Tazria, a woman that gives birth. Mitzara, Zav, and Zava. So the Medrash highlights the fact that this sequencing in Parshas Tazria, that man is placed subsequent to animals, is reflective of Parshas Bereishis. Because in Bereishis, first animals are created, and then man is created. So there's a lot there in this Medrash as to comparing Parshas Tazria to Parshas Bereishis. But the Medrash also says that despite the fact that in Bereishis, man is subsequent to animals in creation, and that's mirrored, that in Shemini, the laws of Tumah V'Tahara of man are placed after the laws of Tumah V'Tahara of animals, there was a part in which man was created beforehand. It's a machlokus in the Medrash. One drasha is Reish Lakish's drasha, V'ruach Elokim Merachefes al Pnei Amayim, which is in the beginning of Bereishis, refers to the spirit of Mashiach. So there's a human element before animals. Even though human beings per se are created after animals, there's some aspect of humanity, man at his best, that's created before animals, human potential. According to another drasha, every neshama is created before animals. Totzi aretz nefesh chaya means the neshamas of human beings were created beforehand, even though the bodies of human beings were created afterwards. Different versions in the Medrash. Anyway, the Medrash concludes by saying the following, that there's a duality in Bereishis. On the one hand, man is created after animals, as is implicit in Shemini and Tazria Mitzara, man after animals. On the other hand, man is created before animals, that element in Bereishis. So the Lashon of the Medrash is as follows. This is what Rav Lichtenstein talked about. Zacha, if a person is Zoche, Omrim lo ata kadamta l'chol ma'aseh Bereishis. You're before any part of creation. Lo Zacha, if you're not Zoche, you say, even a mosquito came before you, because everything was created before man. So the duality in Bereishis, which the Medrash in Tazria speaks about, suggests two different choices for man. If you're Zoche, you're the pinnacle of creation. You're before any animal. If you're not Zoche, you're the nadir. You're the lowest part of creation. You're the end. And even mosquitoes come before you. That's the Medrash. So Rav Lichtenstein, and for those who came a little bit late, Rav Lichtenstein's Yard Side is Sunday, so I'm trying to share some Rav Aaron Torah the next 2 days. Basically, he had two ideas that he developed in this Sicha. Number one, what does it mean to be Zoche? What do you have to do to be Zoche? If you're Zoche, you're before any part of it. You win the lottery. It's a sunny day. What do you mean you're Zoche? You're the first part, and you're before any part of the Gria. And if you're not Zoche, you're the end. What does it mean to be Zoche? So Rav Aaron thought that the seeds for what does it mean to be Zoche and to be at the beginning of creation rather than at the tail end of creation, the seeds are located in Bereishis Perek Beis. This was a very long sicha, so I'm shortening it. In Bereishis Perek Beis, man has two innovations that animals don't have. One is responsibility. Two is religious opportunity. Number one, Hashem tells him, Li'ovdo l'shamra. You're part of nature. You're put into Gan Eden, but you have to protect Gan Eden. You have to protect nature. You have to work nature. You have to harness. Li'ovdo l'shamra. No animals have this tzivoy. Li'ovdo l'shamra. Number two, Adam has a religious command. It's a very, very bare command, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, but animals don't have any commands. They don't have an inner religious life. So in order to be Zoche and to, in Rav Aaron's words, maximize your potential in this world and to be at the head of creation, not at the tail end of creation, you have to focus on two things. One is your religious life, your Avodas Hashem, your Torah, your mitzvahs. And one is your sense of responsibility and mission, that you're not just part of nature, you're not just affected by nature, but you're asked to be a custodian and a steward and a protector and a worker and a developer. So how do you maximize your potential in nature? I don't just mean nature as opposed to city life. I mean in this world, how do you make sure you're not less than a mosquito, but you're at the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis? Like Ruach Elokim, you have the Ruach Elokim Rachevis al Pnei Amayim. A, an inner religious life, mitzvos Torah. Two, responsibility. You're not just here as a grain of sand or a lion in the desert, but you're here with responsibility, radial to others. You radiate responsibility to others, and that's how you're Zocha. The second thing that Rav Lichtenstein spoke about is the word Zocha. What does it mean, Zocha? It's a strange word. What do you mean if you do mitzvahs, if you succeed, if you work? Why does the Medrash mask this by using the word Zocha? It sounds like you won something, you get some benefit. So Rav Aaron said the word Zocha comes from the same root as Zikuch. Zikuch in Hebrew means purification, like Shemen Zayis Zach, something which is pure. So Zocha comes from the same root as Zikuch. And Rav Aaron felt that these two duties, if you take them seriously, religious life and responsibility to those around you, it's not just that you won now that you're seen as someone that's at the top and the apex of the Bria, but you're a better person, you're a purer person, that religion and responsibility is meant to enhance you, to ennoble you, to improve you as a person. If you live life randomly and irresponsible and just without exerting these two modalities of responsibility and religious obligation, then you're not just, you didn't win and you're called less than a mosquito, but you're less of a person. You haven't improved your humanity, your personality. What was so impressive about Rav Lichtenstein is that he saw religion as the gateway to becoming the best person possible. And he worked so feverishly, not just on the specific religious aspects of Torah and Tefillah, but to improve himself as a person. He felt as if there was nothing in his personality that he wasn't working hard to improve, to change, to transform. So this balance between working hard at Avodas Hashem, but also seeing that as a gateway for personal improvement. And and Hashem wants you to be as great a person as you can be. And the way to be as great a person as you can be is not just to excel in religion and Torah and mitzvahs, but to bear responsibility for others. That so often in the modern world, we're trying to shirk responsibility and to free ourselves from obligation and to find ways to have a calm, relaxing reality, rather than bearing responsibility and shouldering it and saying that's what humans are meant to be. Humans are meant to be responsible people. Humans are meant to be workers. That's what Hashem wants. And if you do that and live that life, you'll be a better person. And presumably you'll be a happier person, a more meaningful person. So those were the two ideas that Rav Aaron developed in the Sikha. It's based on the Medrash. The Medrash highlights the sequencing of Adam after animals in Tazria Mitzara after Shemini. It parallels that to Bereshis, where man comes after animals. The Medrash says, but there is an aspect of man that precedes animals. And the Medrash concludes, if you're Zocha, you're before any animal. If you're not Zocha, you're even after a mosquito. Rav Aaron discussed two ideas. Number one, how are you Zocha? Two aspects, Perek Beis and Bereshis. Avodas Hashem in the narrow sense of Torah and Mitzvos, and responsibility, taking responsibility as a human being for the world around you, however you describe that. Number two, it's called Zocha because it improves you as a human being and it leads to a greater purity and a Zikuch. Zikuch doesn't just mean purity, it means transformation. The way they used to purify metal, they would put into a furnace and burn out all the defects and all the flaws. So it's a transformative process of becoming better, not just pure in the sense of more native and less tummy, but just a better, higher grade person by bearing responsibility in life rather than shirking it. Okay, so tomorrow I'll try to discuss one more aspect of Rav Lichtenstein. Remember, his yard site is on Sunday. Welcome back, everyone. Have a good Zman. Shkoach for coming to davening on time.